Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud. We are on the last line of page 346. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Odom Shalom Mol Me'olam Lo Yomul B'Shabbos. A person who never performed a bris milah, it's his first time doing a milah, he should not do a milah on Shabbos. Aval imol kfar pam achas. But if he already did one milah, so then mutter lomul b'Shabbos, he can do a milah on Shabbos. Afilu imhu avi aben. Even if he is the father of the baby, and we'll see why that's a chiddush, that even if he's the father of the baby, but the Shulchan Aruch basically tells us, you can't do your first milah on Shabbos. If you did at least one milah before, so then you could do a milah on Shabbos, even if you are the Avi Aben. The Ramah says, V'ayin odin emilah betur yoredeya simen reish tam v'fav, look in yoredeya for the rest of Hilchos milah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Vav, lo yamul, why can't a first-time Moel do it on Shabbos? The Chayshin and Shemiya Kalka will worry he might mess up a little bit. The Nimtza Mechal Shabbos Shalobim Ko Mitzvah. And if he's not doing it properly, he possibly could end up being Mechal Shabbos Shalobim Ko Mitzvah. The Hu Adinim Lo Parah Mi Olam Asr Lefroa B'Shabbos. The same thing is true. We know the second part of the Milah is the Priya. If a person never did the Priya, he should not do his first Priya on Shabbos as well. Gam Ke Mitam Zeh, also for this reason. Moel Shebo V'Omar Shekvar Mol Pam Achas B'Chol. If a Moel shows up and he says that he did a milah one time during the week, Ne'mon, we believe him. V'ein tzarech lahavirai, he doesn't have to prove it to us. If he says he wants to do milah on Shabbos, he has done a milah before, so then we believe him. B'yoredeya sosim reis amilvav kosabaga. The Rama writes in Yoredeya, She'tov lahachmir lechadchila shelo yamulu shnei mohalim milah achas b'Shabbos. The Rama says you should not have two Moelim that are doing one milah on Shabbos, meaning, Shezeh yamul v'zeh yifra. Normally, we're allowed to have one person doing the actual milah, the cutting, and one doing the priya. But says the Rama on Shabbos, you shouldn't have one doing the milah, one doing the priya. Ela hamol hu atzmo yifra. Rather, the one who does the milah should also do the priya. The reason for that is, if you hold that the milah and priya is really one thing, so you're only doing the mitzvah of milah if you do everything. If you don't do everything, you're not really doing a milah, and possibly that would be considered chil Shabbos. That's the svara of the Rama. Aval harbi achronim kasul. Many achronim, right? Sheyesh lahokal bazeh, you can be lenient about this. V'chein haminog b'chol medinas Poland, tamid heim shnei mohalim. Zeh chote v'zeh pareya, that is the minog in the whole Medina of Poland, that always they have two mohalim, one doing the cutting and one doing the priya. Dein b'chol b'im b'shabbos, both during the week and on Shabbos. V'chokmas adam klal kuf memtes kosov, the alko panim lo yichabit shlosha b'nei adam. At the very least, you should have three people involved. Ela ha-porea yi-ha-motzit. You should have one doing the chaticha, one doing the priya, one doing the metzitza. At least the one who does the priya should do the metzitza. Aval b'yeshuas Yaakov dochazeh, the Yeshuas Yaakov pushes that off. The kosov, and he writes, the ha-metzitza yochol lios ba'achir, the metzitza can be done by a third person. To inyan bifnei atzmo, that is another chilek of the milah, and therefore you could have three people doing the milah, one doing the chaticha, one doing the priya, one doing the metzitza. Siv katan la mitzayin de Shabbos, we said a first time moel should not be doing his job on Shabbos. What about yomtov? Uli inyan yomtov, imu yomtov sheni shagolios bevali yishal hakel. But second day yomtov, for sure you can be lenient. Ubi yomtov rishon yeshdeos ben achronim. The first day of yomtov already is a machlokas in the achronim. Ach imhu yodeya biatzmu sheyochol lomul. If he knows about himself that he's able to do a successful milah, the ein mol acher, and there is no mol around, the vade ein lahachmer, you don't have to be strict, and you could let him do the milah on yomtov. And note 36, he points out, the afle inyan Shabbos, mavur b'shal shuvah shvus Yaakov, she'ein lahachmer bof en zeh. Shvus Yaakov says the same thing on Shabbos, even though ideally a new mole should not do it, but if he says he knows what he's doing, and he's ready for it, and he can do it properly, and there's no other mole, he can do it on Shabbos. Sif katan lamed ches, mutar lomul b'Shabbos, assuming he has done one previous meal, he can now do the meal on Shabbos. Vafilu ika acher de mol zinen tuva. Even if you have an experienced moel that's there, and this guy did one milah during the week, and he wants to do it on Shabbos, he can still do it on Shabbos. We don't give the more experienced moel to do the milah on Shabbos necessarily. Siv katan lamites, we said, even if he's the father of the ben, he could do the milah on Shabbos once he has done a previous milah. Pirish, lafuke mimandis svirle, this is coming to knock out the shita that holds. Di'av bi'atzmo lo yomul b'Shabbos heicha di'ika achrina, the father should not do the milah on his own child, if there's someone else that can do it. Mishum de lagabe didei have a psikresha de nichalei. Because the father, he really wants his son to have a milah, so for him it's a more chomerdik of psikresa, it's a psikresa than nichalei. Shari hu misakin es bino, he's fixing up his son. Kamash malon comes the mechaber and tells us, de lo amrinan hachi, we don't say that. De gam legabe achrina psikresa than nichalei hu. For anyone doing the milah, it's a psikresa than nichalei, because they all want it. Shari hu rotsa la mula vilazek kaasi, the male came to do a milah. So he also wants the milah accomplished, so it's not only a psikresa than nichalei. For the father, it's a psikresha of the nichlei for any moel, and therefore the mechaber argues that afilu hachi hitira haTorah, and still the Torah was matirit. So if the Torah was matirit for any moel, where it's a psikresha of the nichlei, it's also 100% mutter for the father, even though for him it's also a psikresha of the nichlei. That concludes Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, and now we begin Simin Shin Lamed Beis. Shaloli yaleid habehema b'Shabbos, not to birth an animal on Shabbos, not to help an animal give birth on Shabbos. If Siv Aleph, the mechaber says, Ein miyaldin es habehema b'Shabbos, you cannot help an animal give birth on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Alapirish, Lim shol chavlad min arechem, you can't draw out the baby from the womb of the mother. De'ika tircha yaseir, the problem with birthing the animal is, it's too much of a tircha for Shabbos. V'ayim v'achonim sheskimbu, the achonim agree. The af l'sada, even just to help out. Hainu, that means to say, she'oches havlad shelo yipol aretz, you're not actually pulling the baby out. You're catching the baby so it shouldn't fall to the ground. V'nosein lo dad l'to piv, and you're putting the udder in the mouth so the baby can nurse, aser b'Shabbos. Even those jobs, the smaller jobs, are still aser on Shabbos. V'chein kol tzarchei leida mavur v'simet tov kuf chav gimel ayin sham. And so too, all the needs of leida for an animal are not allowed for people to be assisting on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber by the Sebeiz, Ein mefarchasin la behema gilde maka. You cannot pull off for an animal on Shabbos a scab of a wound. V'lo sachin osa b'shemen. You can't smear oil on the wound of the animal. V'hani mili b'gmar maka. This is only at the end of the maka where it's already almost healed. D'leke elami shum tainu. Because then it only feels geshmak. It's an extra enjoyment for the animal. Aval b'tchilas maka d'ika tzara shari. But in the beginning of the wound where there's tzara to the animal, so then you are allowed to put the oil on. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, Mefarchasin, Pirish lohosir es hageled. You want to take off and remove the scab. Sif Katan Gimel Osa. So the Mechaber said that you, v'lo sachin osa v'shemen, you can't smear it with oil. Sakta Mishavura Esamaka, you can't smear the wound with oil. Sivkot and Dala, this is only Aser Bigmar Maka, where it's an Einik for the animal. Shenisrapa Hamaka, the Maka is already healed. The Alkane, Ainlitra, Bishril, Behema, Kadela, Anga, Inaladu Tirchan Shabbos, in order to give enjoyment to an animal. You could do it to prevent Tsar, but not for enjoyment. At the end of a Maka, it's a geshmak for the animal, it's an Oneg in the beginning of the Maka, so then it's preventing Tsar, so it's Mutter in the beginning, it is Aser at the end. Says the Mechaber Vaidus of Gimel, Im ochlo karshinen harbe umitzaeres. If an animal ate a lot of karshinen, which is an animal food that grows in the ground, he ate a lot of it, and he's bitzar because of that. So yochol laharitza b'chatzer, you can allow the animal to go running in the chatzer, kedei shetiyago v'tisrape, in order that the animal should get tired and should get healed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotan Hey, yochol laharitza, you can let it run wild. The afal gav dezeu refuah, even though letting the animal run wild in the chatzer is refuah to the animal. Uber refuah la adam gazru mishum shchikas amemanim. And as we know, for the refuah of a person, Chazal asked it because you might come to grind up the herbs. Berefuas behemto ein adam bohol kol kach. When it comes to the refuah of one's animal, one is not so bohol over it. Sheyavo lishchok samamanim, that he's going to come to grind up the herbs. So for your own refuah, then we're worried that you're bohol about it if you're allowed to take medicine, so you might come to make the medicine. But when it comes to your animal, it's a little more distant from yourself, and therefore we're not worried about it, and therefore it's mutter. V'hu adinim hi krova lemisa mach mazeh, and the same thing is true if the animal is close to dying because of this. The azvadai bol, then the person is for sure very concerned and very worried. He's going to lose a lot of money. Afilu hachi mutter, still you're allowed the animal to go free. You're allowed to have this refuah done on Shabbos. The ilo sharisle, because if you don't allow the owner of the animal to have this refuah being done on Shabbos, osi lidei shchika samemonim ushar melocha daraisa ukid lakamevis of dalid. Then we're worried the owner is going to actually grind up the herbs to make medicine for the animal. So therefore, a person is not so bohul over his animal if his animal is sick. But if his animal is going to die, he's looking at a big loss, And if he can't do the refuah of the animal, he's going to come to make his own medicine. So in that case, we actually would be matir it because we are worried he's going to do the shrikas hamamonim. Sivkatan vav, why do you want to have him run around the chatzar? Kedei shetiyaga, so he should get very tired out and get healed. Aval osur lasos bishvila shum melacha daraiso derabanan. All you're letting your animal do is run wild in the chatzar. That's a refuah. Some say then he's able to relieve himself, and that's where the refuah comes from because he ate too much of these kashinim. But either way, you're not actually performing any melacha. But certainly, it would be forbidden to help this animal through his sar by doing a melacha daraiso or derabanan. Afilu himesa, even if the animal's going to die. However, to ask a guy to do a refuah for the animal if he's sick, that would be permissible. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalin, im achoza dam, if the animal has an abundance of dam, yochol lahamida b'mayim kadesha titznanin, you can place the animal in water in order to cool it off, and that helps with the achizas adam. V'imu safek sheim lo yakizu lo dam tomus. If you are in doubt and you're concerned that maybe if you don't do some bloodletting for the animal may die, so mutter lomar le'enu yehudi lahakiza, then you wouldn't be able to do it yourself, but you could ask a guy to do it. So again, the Mechaber says, if you see that the animal needs bloodletting, so what you can do is stand it in cold water, that's some kind of refuah for the achiza sadam, but if you think it's actually going to die, if you don't do the hakaza sadam, then you can ask a guy to do it. Says the Mishabura Sevkot and Zayim, Yachol Hamida, you can have him stand in cold water. Hakol Kanal b'Sevkot and Hay, it's all because of what we just learned in Sevkot and Hay, and that is that refuah of a person, Chazal Asr, because of the Gzeru of Shrika Salmonim, but refuah of your animal, Chazal did not Asr it, and that's why you can't put him in the cold water for a refuah. Sivkot and Ches, v'imu safik, if you are in doubt that the animal might die from the Achiza Sadam, the mitosh sha'odim bolam amono, because a person is so concerned over his loss of money, ilo sharisle, if we don't allow him to do the refuah, osi lemeved the atzmu isur deraisa, if we don't allow him to do the drabbanon of telling a guy to do the Achiza Sadam, we're worried he'll do it himself, and that would involve, in fact, an isur deraisa. Sivkot and Tes, he's worried if he doesn't do the Achiza Sadam, Thomas, the animal will die. V'ayim v'chay Adam shekosav, look in the Chay Adam who writes, da'afilu im hirak chola ba'alma, even if the animal is just stam a chola, he's stam sick, gam keim mutra ayidei enu yehudi k'deilu raposo, you could still ask a guy to do the bloodletting in order to heal the animal, mishum tzar balechayim, because of tzar balechayim. Avol lahakiz lasus k'dei sheyochal yoser bevadei oser. But to do the bloodletting of a horse in order that he should be able to eat more, that for sure is usr, because that's not a healing, that's just in order to enable him to eat more. That for sure one is not allowed to do. That concludes Simen Shin Lamed Beis. Mishnah tomorrow will begin Simen Shin Lamed Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.